I hate to break the news to these assholes. Laws never stop a pissed off mob from getting its pound of flesh anywhere in the world for thousands of years. I don't fucking care about laws. You took everything these people have, everything they've worked for. You've stolen the future of their children. They give a fuck about laws. You push somebody who has nothing to lose. There's nothing more dangerous than that person. And so in that regard, these people literally are playing with fire against the fucking people out here. You know, there's a clip, Young Bucks clip. I don't know if it's part of a story because they included it in the video package. They said there's a couple videos, and here they are. I watched one. So I'm going to play it now. So if it has to do with something that we talk about later, then perhaps I'll play it again. But I want to play it now. That highlights my point, what they've done, the intangibles of what they've done. Stealing and bankrupting you. Okay, you can see that. You can feel that, right? That's on a spreadsheet. That's on a balance sheet. What about the things we've talked about? The intangibles that there is no balance sheet for, that will play out for years to come and damage our entire globe. The kids. I mean, it's. Let's go to the videotape. This is from the UK. What's going on?
Obviously, this comes as a brilliant bit of happiness for me. I don't actually think I can stop smiling when I'm talking. It's about time. Obviously, you just said earlier, the one that makes me the happiest is the face masks in schools. There was zero evidence for those face masks to be in schools. There have been studies that show that because of the types of face masks that we, because I'm going to say we, because I was in schools when all of these policies were enacted, the face masks that we would have are not medical grade face masks, therefore they would make no difference to transmission. But what I found out when I was in the classroom, and most commentators have never been able to speak on this because they quite frankly didn't experience it, so you can hear it from me the first. There were teachers that were sitting there that would, you know, be yelling at the poor year sevens about their face masks more than they would be teaching them. Those shy kids that would sit at the back of the class that would never speak, it was a massive barrier to them to impact their learning. They were already terrified, didn't want to speak out, and now they've gotten another barrier to engaging their learning. Communication problems were impossible. I'm going to be honest with you, most of the time when we were in school, we took them off because we couldn't hear each other. They couldn't hear us, we couldn't hear them. You're in schools to learn, and the damage that they have done to my generation has been unbelievable. Like, I sat there in August.
The damage what's done?
That they've done to the rest of our lives, to our education. I sat there in August and literally watched my future crumble in front of my eyes.
Tell me why.
Well, they cancelled my exams. So I got my exams cancelled once, went back and thought, no, you know what, this is not on. I'm not getting screwed over by the algorithm. I'm better than this. Got there, they cancelled them again, and I thought, nothing I can do anymore. So this makes me so angry. It literally ruined our lives. And nobody spoke about it at all. And the commentators, they had union reps come on and say, this is what the school should have put in place. And they didn't care about what this did to us. And this is the first time I've ever spoken about it on TV because I knew that I'd cry about it. But I literally watched and felt like my entire life was falling apart because of what this government did to young people. And nobody cares. Not one person has cared about children in this pandemic. They think, oh, let's throw... Why are we putting masks on them when people can go to football stadiums and they can go to theatres and play Nadeem Zahawi sitting there at the teaching awards with no mask and yet we're disrespecting kids? This pandemic will finish. The damage this has done for us is forever. And we'll never get it back.
That's a testimony right there, plain and simple. What I'm talking about, cuss at heart. Girl's talking about it, she gets emotional. So they fucked up my life. Why won't the media, think about it, why won't the media in this country and most countries put these kids on air so they can tell their own stories about how their lives are fucked up? I got a bunch of grade schoolers. Okay, in my family, one kid tells me, yeah, man, you know, the teacher, The teacher just looks at the camera because we're on, remote learning. Looks at the camera, and if we're looking at the camera, it's cool. She thinks we're paying attention, but I'm playing Fortnite with five of my other buddies in the class, and I have a fucking screen right next to the laptop, school laptop. Makes me look like I'm looking at the camera. I'm not looking at the camera. We're playing Fortnite. We're kicking ass. I'm not even paying attention. And neither is the teacher. Well, what could go wrong? But hey, one of the tenets of the show, as you know, as the time goes on, some of the tenets we launched this show with or on or supported by or the foundations turned out to be more prophetic than I ever thought. The us versus them, the haves versus the have-nots. And when we first started this thing, people said, you're just trying to divide and conquer. No, I'm just trying to conquer. We're already fucking divided. I don't give a fuck about dividing. I didn't divide anybody. I'm just pointing it out. I'm trying to conquer. I'm trying to get the have-nots to have a leg up. Let's go to the World Economic Forum. I don't know who this bitch is. But she's somebody with a lot more money than you and I. And she framed it perfect in Davos last week. Let's go to the videotape and then we'll explain how that pertains to the young lady who just spoke and spilled her guts and became emotional. Let's go back to the videotape as we listen to a little hot stuff. Well, this is hot stuff.
At Davos a few years ago, the Edelman survey showed us that the good news is the elite across the world trust each other more and more. So we can come together and design and do beautiful things together. The bad news is that in every single country they were polling, the majority of people trusted that elite less.
Bruh. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club.
Yeah, like George Carlin said, it's a big club, and you ain't in it. We ain't in it. And you wonder why people don't trust these fucking assholes who have rolled out, R-O-L-L-E-D, rolled out and rolled people's lives and rolled out their little spokespeople, little minions, little puppets. And this is why they don't trust. Let's go back to the videotape. This is precisely why. Because it doesn't matter how much damage is done. They want to double, triple, quadruple down and do more damage. Doesn't make any sense, right? It does if they want to fucking eliminate you and hurt you and harm you. We have to get rid of these upstarts hate our guts. We have to do something to equalize them. I mean, how dare that? We like each other. I mean, we can really get things done at these things in Davos. We'll blow into town on our private jets and then rail about carbon footprints and green gases and CO2 and climate change just in time to get back on our private planes and blow out of town. Just in time to plot against these upstarts. That's what it comes down to, right? Why? Why do the have-nots distrust the have so much? Let's go back to the videotape.
What about the next booster shot? For a substantial part of the population, they're now moving into the fifth month of their booster. So does it lose its effectiveness, and how soon should they get another one, if that's your advice?
Well, the answer, Margaret, honestly, is that we don't know, because we don't know the durability of protection from the third shot boost of an mRNA and the second shot boost of a J&J. Certainly, you are going to see the antibody levels go down. That's natural. But there's an element of the immune response, B-cell memory and T-cell responses, where even though you do see a diminution of antibody levels, it is quite conceivable, and I hope it's true, that the third shot boost will give a much greater durability of protection. We're following that very carefully. And when I say protection, Martha, I mean protection against severe disease. You are going to see breakthrough infections, as we've seen now, even in boosted people. But for the very most part, they're mild or even asymptomatic. That's where we would like to be, is to have that where you don't have to get more and more always every 6 months with a booster. We may need to boost again. That's entirely conceivable.
Well, we said for a long time that the wheels are coming off. I think they're officially at least one wheel is off. More to come. You have Fauci talking about a fourth jab now. And Martha Shrunken Applehead Raddatz is right in on it. The mainstream media throws him a softball, right? That's what's going on here. We go 10,000. And, of course, he's a spokesman. He's a puppet for the elites. Oh, why don't people trust these folks and their fucking corrupt proxies, even the ones that aren't tall enough to get on a roller coaster? What could be going on? So Fauci, it's total mayhem. He doesn't know. How does suddenly he doesn't know? We don't have the data. Since when? The original data was, play some music before I lose my shit. The music keeps my head in the game. It really does. So the original data was, you have to take this stuff so you don't get, ever get COVID. That's why you need your first two jabs. We're out here saying, and a number of doctors who've been defrocked and suspended and lost their license, well, these other doctors sat in the fucking wings, as I said, waiting to come in at the 2-minute warning and cash in, cash their ticket in. They placed their wager in the game with 2 minutes left. That's fucking rigging the game in itself. But let's get back to the matter at hand. He said for 2 years that if you take this stuff, the President of the United States said it, Fauci said it 150,000 times, right? CDC directors both said this. If you take the jabs, you're not going to get sick. You can't get sick. Plain and simple. I mean, we have the clips. I'd bore you and play them again. We've played them numerous times. Now all of a sudden he doesn't know. How don't you know? The fact is that you do know. You do know. And we go 10,000 miles away. Let's go back down to Australia. And here's the line of bullshit in Australia. How can Fauci not know, but the Australians seem to know? What? They can't even get their fucking global lies right. That's what's amazing. They're not even good criminals. They have all the power. They have all the media. They have all the money. They have all the free branding, free advertising, and they still can't get it right. This is how bad they are and how feckless they are on a global basis. Let's go back to the videotape.
So far, the science shows that people with only 2 doses of a COVID vaccine have only a 4% protection against being infected by the Omicron variant, just 4%. With a third dose, it can provide a 64% protection against infection.
Lawyers, guns, and money, right? They got a lot of lawyers. They got a lot of money. Maybe not the guns. That's the only reason you're... They haven't lined you up or stuffed you in a camp because we got the guns. Plain and fucking simple. They don't got the guns down under. That's why you can have a public official stand up here and lie. I don't even give a fuck who it was. It's like one of their premiers, whatever they're called down there, prime minister, some asshole. The same assholes. It's a recurring circus down there. Oh, it doesn't provide any coverage. But oh, but the third jab provides coverage. Well, how come Fauci doesn't have those stats? Well, because they don't exist. They just make shit up. They just make shit up. They're fucking liars. There's no science behind this. It's all bullshit. play a little Warren Zevon. And my longtime buddy Bane is out there every time I play, every time I play Warren Zevon. Werewolf of London, etc. He says, this reminds me of rooming with our other fraternity brother, VJ. He used to play Warren Zevon on a loop. So I'm sorry, Bane. Bane's an avid listener to the show. You know who got my longtime fraternity brothers? Who got him interested in the show? His kids and his wife said, hey, there's this dude. We listened to Thomas Paine podcast. And he didn't know it was me at first. And then he listened. He's like, this is more. This is fucking, this, I know this guy really well. But it was his kids and his wife that got him listening. So you're out there, brother. I'm sorry. I had to go Warren Zevon. But it's good, right, to think about those days. It's not even arguably. They were better days. Simply better days. Plain and simple. Let's go back to the videotape. We're talking about the haves versus the have-nots, the elites versus the serfs, etc. And lawyers, guns, and money. Well, let's... Fuck it, let's go back to the videotape. We're on a roll. This is Newsom in California, right? He's in street clothes. You love it when the governors dress down to try to be one of the have-nots. They stick out like a sore thumb, right? You know, all the railway and the train thefts that are happening in L.A.? Well, Newsom showed up like a fucking hero, right? In his street clothes. He's going to help clean up. He was actually picking up trash, which was a fantastic sight in itself. He couldn't even pick up trash like a man. He was dancing around a debris-strewn, and I think that's not even putting it, dancing around a cardboard ghetto on the train tracks, and he was, like, afraid to pick stuff up. Yeah, this is like a half a Mary, you know what I'm saying? This isn't a real man. I don't know who this is or what he is. And it's, if this is a testament of what men have become today, or this is what the other side, so to speak, or whomever, wants men to be, then we're in fucking bigger trouble than we thought. Let's go to the videotape.
Just mark my words, this is not one-off. This is organized theft. These are organized gangs of people that are coming out, and forgive me for saying gangs. I know that's not a pejorative. They're organized groups of folks. Just mark.
Folks, this guy can't even say gangs. He has to apologize. In L.A., you can't say there's gangs. I mean, these half of Marys, these fairies, they just tiptoe around everything. He's not even like a man. He's something else. He's like a politically correct piece of shit, marches around. Can't even, we don't want to offend the gangs. They won't really have a problem. I mean, did I say gangs? Hey, gang, I meant, you know, calling you a gang, a media gang. That's what I meant. Of course it's fucking gangs. Why can't you just say fucking gangs, you fucking fruitcake? Bane, I'm going to get under your skin. I'm sorry. You know I had to do it, brother. I need a drink. Picking up trash on a railroad track. Picking up trash with Newsom. Too afraid to say gangs. I was picking up trash with the governor. His hair was perfect. He's really working up a sweat out there, isn't he? What a bunch of bullshit. You see this hobo too? At what point do those people say, I think it would be really advantageous if we got down to that cardboard ghetto and you made a statement. Oh, okay. What are you going to fucking do about it? Nothing. Jesus Christ. What do we have left here video-wise? Well, oh, geez. Should we even play that? Yeah, we'll play it because it's a perfect fucking example of what's going on with all these elites fucking with you. That's all the way from Davos, okay, to L.A. We're laying it out in the White House and beyond. We went down under 10,000 miles. Doesn't matter. It's the haves and the elites and the elites and their de facto puppets fucking with you nonstop. And what happens? They don't care what happens. Did you hear the young lady? Probably early high school student. They ruined our fucking lives. And I'm talking about, and I want to explore in 2022, the intangibles. What they've done to the fabric of society globally. People are coming fucking unwrapped, and the folks that aren't are thinking about it. And even some of the would-be haves, of course, fall into that category because they're over-leveraged haves. They're one fucking mistake from slipping below the poverty line. They lose their job, etc. Also, what's going on with the jabbed out there? We see a lot of people who are jabbed acting out against the unvaccinated, etc. Snapping, flipping out. What is it? Is there something in this chemical concoction that's responsible for that? Oh, it'll take years to understand. But they are sending people to their breaking points in many different ways. And then also, is that enhanced or promoted some way by the chemicals? Let's go to the videotape. A man come unglued at a smoothie store. You can't. I'm supposed to tell you that it's graphic and stuff. But, I mean, you listen to the show, which is graphic in itself. So I don't think you'll find offense to this. If you're just going to listen along on the Thomas Paine podcast and you don't have the advantage of video, well, you'll be able to figure it out yourself. An angry man in a smoothie shop literally flips out. And this guy works at Merrill Lynch. He's a big trader at Merrill Lynch. Let's go to the videotape. Look what the collateral damage out here is what I'm talking about. The intangibles of folks out here. It could be an example of this guy snapping or just a couple driving around in their car with masks on. Yeah. How many times have you seen this insanity? They have everybody fucked up out here. Let's go to the videotape.
Please don't yell at us. Yeah.
Videotaping.
You have no room to yell at us.
I want to speak to the fucking person who made this drink. Is that you?
No, well,
we don't know
me.
Who made it. So
you don't know who made it?
There's four of us here, so we obviously don't know.
Fucking stupid, fucking ignorant high school kids.
Okay, bye.
I want to speak to the fucking.
Bye.
Manager.
Okay, you can call corporate whatever you want. Goodbye.
Jim, stop. You're on camera.
Fucking
no, I don't care.
Give it to me right now.
What?
Stripes for throwing a smoothie. I got chains around my feet. I can pick on defenseless women. Because the serum, it helped me lose my mind.
Now, if you work at Merrill Lynch, which this individual did until over the weekend when the video went viral, Merrill Lynch said goodbyes. Good day, sir. He doesn't work for us anymore. Now, goodbye and good day. And stop calling us. Well, you're double jab, maybe triple jab. We know folks who work for Bank of America. Merrill Lynch. So what's going on here? Why would somebody act like that? Somebody rifle a smoothie at a teenager's head, I mean, and then snap like that. Well, this is what they've done to people. I'm not making excuses for this guy. But I see these skirmishes all over the place. Not like this, of course. I see dust-ups almost everywhere I go. And many times it's the folks behind the counter. They're stressed out, and they have a disdain for the customer and obviously for working. I don't know what's going on. I'll give you a quick example. They think I wasn't going to give you an example, do you? My wife went out and said, because we're having a little bucks over. The nieces and nephews, et cetera, on the weekend, and they want to come over and watch some football on Saturday and fuck around. I said, cool. She said, I'm short, like, you know, I feel like we need a couple more meatballs. I said, okay, I'll go out. I'll go down the road. They got the shop down here. It's like a, but it's late on Saturday, so they're kind of closing up. It's like the last minute thing. So I go in there, right? Now, this is a minor example, but this is what we're dealing with. People have lost their fucking minds. You understand? They've pushed people past the precipice. So I said, there's a Spanish dude working behind the counter.